water theme kicking off this half hour of the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux, joined right now by the mayor of Outlook, Ryan Husband. We've got on the line here. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. I guess it's afternoon now. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Brent. Thanks for having us.
And we got Kevin True here as well, Outlook's chief admin officer. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Brent.
So you guys have had quite the week in Outlook. Kevin, I guess we'll start with you. What happened Monday morning that caused all your problems with water in your community?
Sure thing. Thanks for letting me speak to this. So we had 9:30 a.m. on Monday, one of our water operators was just doing his checks, and he came across our hatch to our main reservoir was wide open. It had been compromised. The locks had been broken, and the hatch was wide open.
So at that point, did you know if anything had been put in the water as far as contamination?
Absolutely not. So we had no idea whether anything had been put into the water. But unfortunately, fortunately, I guess is better case it's now compromised. So the rule is shut her down.
So that reservoir there with the tank opening, that reservoir provided water for the entire community then, did it?
Yeah, so we have two reservoirs, and they kind of balance, but it's the 500,000-gallon reservoir. So we have two reservoirs, and, the problem is that it couldn't be isolated at that point because we didn't know how long. The compromise happened in the evening or in the night, and we just didn't know how long, so water would have mixed.
So in that time since this past Monday, what have you had to do?
Yeah, it was kind of a quick reaction and it needed a quick action, actually. We had to immediately stop the distribution, so shut off distribution to all the residents and businesses in the town of Outlook and just in a few of the outlying areas. Serves about 2,800 people. So we had to immediately shut down the water supply to those, and then we had to get information out immediately to everybody of why and how long. And to what extent it was going to be, and then we also had to start getting ready to get rid of all the water that was in our systems.
How much water would that be?
Well, I would say probably 2.5 million gallons.
Wow.
Sorry.
So you just run that into the river or into your sewage system?
No. We're not allowed to run that into the river. So that's an interesting thing you said, because at first we thought we could get rid of it fairly quickly by running it to the river. But no, it's chlorinated water and it has to go through our lagoon system. So no, we had to get it back into our sanitary sewer system. So we had to set up hoses to get into the sanitary sewer system just outside the water treatment plant.
I've got Mayor Ryan Husband standing by on the line there, too. But, Kevin, I'll just ask you real quick then before we get to the mayor. Where are you at right now at noon on Friday?
Yeah, so we're in a very good situation now. We're very blessed to have the patience and grace of all of our community. And then we have fantastic staff with high on integrity and values. So we're at a point now where we're to a what we call a precautionary drinking water advisory, which is a PDWA. So people are able to use their water. They're able to shower. They're able to use everything. The only thing is they're supposed to boil water before they consume it.
Okay.
So we're in a good way, real good way.
And how soon do you see that progressing to totally normal?
To normal. Yeah, so we're very hopeful that we're hoping that by the end of the day Tuesday we might be able to be back to normal, but it is early to say yet. But if we have two tests within at least 24 hours apart that are negative, then Water Security Agency will probably get us back to normal.
Any indication at all who did this as far as breaking the locks open?
No, we have no idea. We have, obviously, it's a police RCMP investigation.
Yeah.
There was some other skullduggery that happened in that evening in the community. So they have said that they think it might be related, but they're still working on the investigation. Hmm.
Good to know. Kevin True, the Chief Administration Officer for the Community of Outlook. Ryan Husband is the mayor there. Must have been a trying week in your role, Ryan, and for the residents of your community there, too.
Yeah, it was interesting. But, picture this, Brent. It's Wednesday evening. You've spent 2.5 days trying to parent your kids who are suddenly home from school or daycare while you're still trying to work. You've been drinking bottled water. You haven't had a shower in 3 days. You've got a stack of dishes that are starting to look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And so you're just starting to feel a little bit tired. But you know what? The citizens in town have been resilient. And one thing that really stood out to me was how willing they were to help each other out, whether that's shoveling snow during the blizzard that happened on Wednesday delivering water to neighbors who weren't able to get out as well. So that was great to see.
Where did they get the water for delivery?
So Kevin and his team brought in bottled water, which we delivered out of the recplex. And so we worked with our local grocery stores to get that water in. And we started out giving 1 4-liter bottle of water, which isn't that much, to each household on Monday. And then we've slowly ramped that up. And as of Wednesday morning, we actually, we didn't have to melt snow to flush our toilets anymore. We had water in our distribution system. We were able to use that. So the water usage from the rink or from the bottled water that's gone down, and we've been able to make more water available to people since Monday.
So you were telling me there that some people were melting snow. It was taking me back to my childhood, and I remember us melting snow to have a bath. Were people doing that?
Oh, 100%. Actually, one of the best ideas somebody told me was, hey, you should go out, because it's really warm Monday night. And they said, you should go out and put some pails underneath your downspouts. And I thought, well, that's way easier than melting snow.
Well, it's
so
good.
We did that.
It's good that people can have a sense of humor about it and can laugh at it. What about businesses? Oh, that's going to be a significant impact on restaurants, the type of businesses that count on water for their operations.
Yeah, I think for some of the businesses, it was a bit of a tough go. I know a lot of the food service businesses, I think most of them are back up and running today, but I heard a story of a hairstylist who wasn't able to sanitize her equipment, but instead of just sitting around at home and moping about it, she came out and helped deliver water and volunteered to do that. So people have had a pretty good spirit about it.
That's good to hear. Well, that's the Saskatchewan way, huh? That's good. So we're making progress, and as Kevin True was saying, hopefully everything totally back to normal by Tuesday or so of next week, but we'll keep people updated on that. But the bottom line, the message is right now, people can use their water. They can shower, they can wash, but for drinking, you still want them to boil the water, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And you can still go to the Recplex here in town, which is our rink, and pick up bottled water today all day.
Good. Well, I just want you to know that earlier on the program, we were asking people to send out hugs and kisses, and we had a number of texts from people in your community saying, job well done on the part of communicating to your community what was happening and to keeping everybody up to speed. And hopefully things get back to normal there real soon.
Thanks, Brent. Yeah, and I want to give Kevin a shout-out and his team for a lot of the work they did going above and beyond.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Ryan Husband, Mayor of Outlook, Kevin True, Chief Administration Officer in that community, as they are working their way to getting their water system totally back to normal, as Kevin True was saying, hopefully by about Tuesday or so. But certainly at the level they're at right now, people can use their water again just for drinking. They advise you to still have that boil water advisory. 16 after the hour. I'm here till the bottom of the hour. Interesting little segment from the Greg Morgan Morning Show this morning on CJME, talking to Mayor Chad Baczynski in Regina, as this might be the final day of budget deliberations in Regina. Will they get it done? We'll listen in on that when I return. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Day, 6 days till Christmas time. Good morning, Brent Lux with you. I'm putting a wrap on today's edition of the Evan Bray Show. Hopefully Evan's feeling better and back in the chair here coming up on Monday. Just before we go, I was looking over the list of communities and municipalities across Saskatchewan, and it looks like as is normal in the fall. Most of them have set their property tax mill rates and their property tax increases. Regina, though, still a work in progress, and it's been a busy week for members of Regina City Council as they began their deliberations on Monday. I recall originally the thought was it would take about 3 days, but they're still at it today. As of last night, when they wrapped up for Thursday, they had pared down the proposed increase to 11.04%, 11.04%. So with that in mind, on the Greg Morgan Morning Show this morning, Regina Mayor Chad Budzinski was on with Greg, and Greg was saying, are we going to get this done now?
Well, the clock is ticking, Mayor. It's today or wait till after the holiday. So how confident are you this next mill rate can be decided upon by the end of the day?
I think we can get this done today. You know, the longest part that really that it takes is really the first round where most folks get their questions and any amendments or otherwise out. So I'm pretty confident we can work our way through, and we'll get a bit of a quicker pace as we go through, as the operating capital mill rate is usually the longest piece.
Do you think the other councillors are as confident as you are?
I think so, but you know what? It's for us to decide. So we'll do our best to get through to make sure that we can get this solid before we go into Christmas.
Well, let me get inside your head, Mayor, and I mean that in the form of, what's the method you use in sorting out this budget personally? Like, what are you personally conscious of as you make these decisions?
Sure. First and foremost is taking the feedback of all the delegates. We had over 80 delegates, had hundreds, more than 100 communications, hundreds and hundreds of emails going through to hear what's important. And, what's important, in summary is, not doing our best to not have a drastic increase as best we can, but being responsible and not cutting the services that people rely on, and especially those core services that keep our city running. And so it's a delicate balance to try and find that responsible number at the end of the day. So my approach has been to really, dive into those, those responses and that feedback, work with my fellow councillors to understand where their votes may land, because we're each individual vote at the end of the day, to see where we could find some consideration for different reductions to try and find a tenable number, and then working back with administration to understand the impacts of those potential cuts as we work through them.
Mayor, you're in around possibly another $275 more a year on top of all the other expenses taxpayers have. Is that to you pretty acceptable right now, or do you want to chop that even further?
You know, I started I think it was a 10.73. It was about a 30% reduction from the 15.69 that we started with. So, shaving, I believe, around $10 a month or $100 a year from where we started. So, that was a starting point. At the end of the day, that was, like I said, when I talked to my colleagues, when I worked it through with admin, that was kind of where I found the most common ground. So, somewhere around there, I think, is where I would expect us to be, only because, outside of that, I don't have any guarantees that there would be enough votes to move things up or down. But that's what we'll find out today. If there's anything left that maybe, administration or a counselor may have something that, that we haven't considered or haven't had the full information, that maybe we could bring it down a little bit further. And that's still absolutely on the table today.
Okay, let's quickly go through a few of these here. How seriously have you looked at finding savings through, say, eliminating vacant positions or cutting back on proposed hirings?
Absolutely. In fact, there was a number of positions. I can't remember the exact number, but even in my initial proposal, a number of those reductions were around not hiring positions and pushing them off, either canceling or pausing the hiring of positions.
Any capital projects that could be delayed to save?
Looking at the list from my perspective, that one's a tricky one. I've been a huge advocate for investing in our infrastructure and not putting a pause on those things. So from my perspective, that's something that I didn't really want to touch. But I think some councillors may be looking at that.
All right. You seem pretty confident, Mayor Chad, about getting it done today. If you can't make a decision by the end of day, is there any harm in pushing it till after the holiday break?
There's some risk. What we'd likely be having to do is we'd likely have to, at the minimum, approve some of the capital work in order to make sure we move forward on some of the contracts that we would look to do early in the new year, so that way we're prepared to actually execute on them. So there's some risk to that. There's some ways to manage it, but it definitely puts a different kind of pressure on administration, so we'll have to try to mitigate that.
Regina Mayor Chad Baczynski on the Greg Morgan Morning Show this morning on what may be the final day of budget deliberations for Regina City Council. We shall see. Be safe out on the roads there. Some areas of the province, travel not advised. By all means, get on the phone and take a look at your highways hotline for updated travel information. Thanks to everyone that took part in our Hugs and Kisses program today for the Evan Bray Show. Had some wonderful texts, some beautiful phone calls as well. Everybody getting into that Christmas spirit, right? 6 days to go. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Happy shopping, last weekend of shopping, and stay safe. Evan Bray, hopefully 100% and back in the chair here come Monday. Brent Laux filling in today on the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.